You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.
Hey, Fox.
Yeah?
You've been a bad, bad boy.
Naughty boy. Naughty boy should be punished.
This show contains explicit content
and is intended for mature audiences only.
This is what happens when an innocent, successful mental health professional
falls for a rugged, prior-deployed bad boy.
You get one hell of a ride.
I don't know. Do you need to do voice exercises?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys. What's going on? And gals.
Hi.
Anyway, so we were reading a lot of responses since we've first started our website and got on social media. And right now, the real big question is, who are you guys? How are you involved in lifestyle? And what are you about? So we kind of want to discuss that and inherit those questions and turn them into answers and explain who we are.
Well, I am Stephanie, and I am a mental health professional who specializes in alternative relationships and couples counseling. So,
like alternative music?
Oh, no.
No.
Alternative relationships.
Alternative music.
I know you do. As in polyamorous, swingers, anybody who is in a consensual non-monogamous relationship.
Consensual non-monogamous relationship. Can you say that real fast?
Like, no.
Times consensual non-monogamous
relationship. I can't even say it once.
Consensual non-monogamous relationship.
Consensual non-monogamous relationship. Yeah. And so I get to work with a lot of couples and kind of interject my knowledge into their lifestyles and hopefully help them have healthier sex lives.
What is the lifestyle anyway? Like, but what is the lifestyle exactly? So to me personally, the lifestyle is just the lifestyle you're living, because that can mean so many different things. When someone tells me,
it can mean anything.
Yeah. So when they're like, "Hey, I'm in the lifestyle," I'm like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, are you into skydiving? Are you into motorcycles? Going to the beach? Like, drinking? Like, what do you mean by lifestyle?" So, like, what does lifestyle mean for you?
For me, well, that's such a loaded question, because I get to work with so many different people. So when you ask me the lifestyle, my first question is, what lifestyle are you in? Because I don't want to automatically assume. But for us, the lifestyle is swinging.
Like on a swing set?
Yeah, on a swing set.
Yeah. Okay. I just prefer to say that I'm kind of slutty and enjoy sex, and therefore I'm just going to involve more people because it's more fun that way.
Absolutely. The more, the better.
I'm just so glad you didn't say the more the merrier, because that's just very cliche. Another question is, you know, I'm going by the name of Fox, and the reason I'm doing that is because I have been on Playboy TV. Yep. And I've been on Playboy Radio, and I used to do SLS Radio for a while. In my current job, I normally don't hide who I am, and it's kind of hard anyway, but it's real easy if someone comes to me and says, "I saw you in Playboy," and I go, "Oh, so you watch Playboy?" And then I just reverse it, and they get real quiet, and that's the end of that. But, yes.
Reverse psychology.
Yes, reverse psychology.
I like it.
So, yes, that is who I am, but I am going by Fox for this show, just for a little bit of anonymity, so I guess my boss doesn't get upset with me.
And I am my own boss. So
you are your own boss,
I can go ahead and be loud and proud and fly my freak flag high.
What does your freak flag look like?
That's a great question. We need to design one.
Do we? Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My little picture, my little lady.
We could. We could do that. Yeah. So, Stephanie, who are you? And why do you like the lifestyle? And why are you in this with me? Because I just kind of think you're nuts for liking me to begin with. So let's start with that.
There are times that I think that too.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we start with how we met, and then that kind of leads into how we got into this.
Okay, I'll let you start with that, and then I'll jump in when I don't agree with you, because that happens sometimes.
Happens. So we met on Tinder,
mm-hmm.
and we lived in a town that was very limited in good men and women, I guess you could say.
We lived in West Texas where, like, most people are toothless or... No, yes, or like...
If you're from West Texas, we're not saying that you're toothless, but...
I am. I'm saying that you're toothless and just...
He's an ass at times.
I'm kind of an ass, yep. I'm direct. I don't really care.
You are
I'm not
toothless.
A fan of West Texas. I never want to go back to West Texas, so
we did not enjoy our time in West Texas. No.
The money was great, but the time in West Texas sucked. It's like, you turn here. Oh, I see dirt. Oh, I see more dirt.
They were nice.
Yes.
We have to say, though, you have to agree, the sunsets were beautiful.
Yes. Anyway, moving on.
So let's just say the dating prospects in West Texas.
The quality is not there, in our opinion. Or I guess, you know what we should say? What
we
want and are looking for.
It was limited.
Yeah, limited is not the word. It was like 0.07% of people.
He did not like West Texas.
I did not. It was terrible.
So we just recently moved. But we met on Tinder. We went on a few dates. And I think it was our third date. We both started kind of talking about how slutty we were. And the lifestyle got brought up. Do you remember how it got brought up?
Yeah, because I was afraid. So, because she's licensed and owns her own company. I was like, hey, look, I got to be honest with you. I don't really think that anyone in West Texas is going to recognize me. So that's awesome. However, in case they do, I need to be honest about some stuff that I did on TV, just in case.
We did not watch anything.
You found it. I don't know how you found it.
I didn't tell you
anything other than that.
He did not. And so my investigative skills, I should be a side job like an investigator.
A private investigator?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
that was pretty good.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay,
yeah.
So I did find the show that he was on and watched it, and I told you I couldn't.
Oh, you called me the next morning.
Yeah.
And you said, so I found your show and I watched it and I got turned on and let's talk more about it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And we did. That's how this got kicked off. He was kind of like, so you want to know more?
Well, and so truth be told too, through our conversation about that, Stephanie relayed to me that, oh, is that what it's called? Because I just do that for fun. And
yeah,
I'm like, wait, what?
I didn't
what?
Have a term for it. I just did it for fun.
So it's not like you weren't already involved in it?
It's not like I wasn't involved. I just didn't have a name for it.
Right. Yeah, you didn't have a title. So yeah.
And truth be told, I found out that I was a unicorn.
Yes.
And I loved that. I was just a fluffy unicorn.
I wouldn't call you fluffy.
I think unicorns are like ride around on fluffy clouds. And
I think fluffy makes like someone sound bigger than they are. So probably not a good terminology. And if you like that, cool for you. I'm just saying that I don't know about fluffy is not the right term.
Okay. I think of unicorns as fluffy, but I'm not fluffy.
I call them slutty. But that's because I think the word slutty is a positive thing, not a negative thing. So,
and we are ethical sluts.
We are ethical sluts, apparently.
Very ethical sluts. But so that's how we started talking about it, and he put a name to it, and it kind of all made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And so my profession, of course, and my chosen niche and really lends itself, because now I'm getting to experience and go through and do what people that I help do and go through. All the issues, all the ups and downs, and so talk to them.
Like your first experience being a full-on orgy after a pool party? Yeah,
yeah, that was interesting.
That was something.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, we made some really good friends.
We did. We have some great friends now.
And they've continued to be our friends, and it's been awesome. So
yeah. But yeah, you don't believe in just like putting me in there lightly. Like, you know.
Well, I didn't really know that was going to happen. So
yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
so,
you did.
That's not true. So Stephanie and I's first experience, to me, I claim it happened by accident.
It did not. This was it happened by design.
It was not by design. Look, I'm telling you. So there we are, and we're trying to just have like friends over. Just normal friends, vanilla friends. True story.
There was not one single vanilla
all
friend
of our
there.
Vanilla friends backed out, and all of my lifestyle friends and her lifestyle, they were like, yeah, let's hang out.
I mean, because let's just
two of the couples
wait.
We were meeting for the first time.
Yes, but let's just say yeah. Lifestyle friends are much more
entertaining, fun, and open.
Yes, yeah. Than our vanilla friends. But we love our vanilla friends too, but yeah. Anyway.
Only the ones that accept us. The other ones I just stop talking to. I'm
like, so I'm done talking. The lifestyle couples show up. And this is the first time we've ever met them. Mm-hmm. We've flirted. We've, you know, been chatting for a while. But here they come. And one couple we had even invited to spend the night. We were like, yeah, because they were coming into town.
Yeah, we didn't invite them to spend the night, like, sexually. Hey, just if you guys need coming to crash here, we have enough rooms and plenty of room. And because I drove, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
2 hours. And so then throw in just all of us having a great time. And there was instant connections just on so many different levels. Friendship levels. I mean, it was just, they were sexy. And we ended up having, we were playing games. And
we were drinking, playing games, and then somehow that led into going into the pool, and then the pool clothes came off. And
the I don't even, did we have clothes on when we went in the pool?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think
we did. I was a little tipsy about that.
Yeah, me too. And then it just, we started.
That's it. I don't know.
Having fun.
Well, we were all like talking, and then all of a sudden.
It was very cold in the pool.
It was.
So we were snuggling.
We were snuggling.
And we had to keep warm.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, like, kissing two other women, and then you, and I was like, wait.
No.
Yes, totally, this is what happened.
He totally did this by design.
I did not do this by design.
Yes, he did. No. And so that's how, and then we ended up with an orgy in the bedroom.
Are you trying to say I set you up?
I don't, I'm not saying that you set me up, but I'm saying that this was definitely not sporadic.
Look, I'm telling you, I set up the party. It was supposed to be a regular party.
I still think that you called all the vanilla friends and told them, hey.
I did not. They all bailed. All of them bailed on me. They were like, hey, we have this and we have that. And there was like a bunch of excuses. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And then all our lifestyle friends were like, shit, we're going to show up. And I'm like, sweet. Cool.
And well, anyway, it was fun.
It's not my fault you're slutty.
I enjoyed it.
You could have said no.
But could I have said no with the beautiful people?
Force you?
With the beautiful people that were there, could I have said no?
I mean, just saying. I mean, if we're playing the game of, like, forcing, then I understand. But if we're not playing a game, it's not like you just, you were like, oh, no. God, please don't touch me.
I mean.
Yeah. And so then, and I'm not going to say his name, but he's become a good friend of mine. He's like this chiseled Greek god-looking dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And he, she's just like drooling
is
and drooling.
Amazing.
So you should say thank you to me, actually, for introducing you to him. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
See how I did that for myself?
I love how you threw that in there. He is very yummy.
Well, I'm not going to say he's yummy, but I'm going to say he's a good-looking dude.
I mean,
yeah.
You called him a chiseled Greek god, so.
Well, those were your words, but. I don't normally say that men are, I'll say a guy's handsome or he's fit or, you know, I'll acknowledge that he looks good, cool, but it doesn't mean like sexually I'm looking at him.
Well,
so
I wouldn't expect you to look at him sexually. That's not your.
And I wouldn't care if my leg had to rub on his leg, you know, to entertain you. That's cool.
Just waiting for that.
I know. We're gonna try and make that happen. So
need to make that happen.
Anyway, so this was our first experience.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Yeah. And we even had a road bump in it. We did. We had a small road bump because
I ended up in the bathroom crying
for like 5 seconds, and then it was all filled, you know. So first experience, not really your first experience.
Not really my
though.
First experience. My first experience with you.
Yeah, with me. So emotionally, she had to figure that out. Like, am I okay with this? Doing this with somebody else, because I've always done it alone, and it worked itself out though.
No, it didn't.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was what brought us here. So,
and it was fun.
Yes. Yeah. So, I guess a little bit about me.
Yeah. Tell us about you.
So, I was on a single show for a single episode, and that was it. So, I was on Playboy TV Swing with a different partner, and it was a lot of fun, especially the staff. Producing staff was actually fantastic. They treat us really well. We had a great time with it. It was season 5, I'll just leave it at that, of Swing, so I'll make you try and find me.
If I can find him, you can find him. Well,
and you know what sucks is I had just come off of surgery and steroids and all this nonsense.
Oh, I definitely have a better version of you.
Yeah, so I was definitely, like, heavier, and that really irritates me, because that's not me at all. And then, so, like, everyone that sees that, like, and then when they meet me, they're like, oh, you know, that this is you? Like, what happened? What changed? I was like, yeah, I had surgery, I had this, whatever. It's out there, it's done. And that's what it was. But it was fun. And it got me to do, you know, be on Playboy Radio, and then do SLS Radio. So, you know, it was definitely a journey. It was definitely fun. And it's definitely got to where I am today. And mm-hmm. yeah, so it's good.
Which I'm mm-hmm. kind of glad that you are where you are today. Yep. I have to say so myself. I like you.
So I guess a little bit more about me that I'm willing to divulge, which is a lot.
Why is it that I am the open book in this? I will divulge it all. And you're like, that I'm willing to divulge. Let me just...
You got to leave a little mystery. I can't just be a total open book.
Just for the record, I'm a total open book. So when we have people call in, you can ask anything you want
to
ask.
There you go. I just may not answer. She'll have to answer. That's fine. So I'm in law enforcement. And I'm going to leave that at that. I'm also in the medical industry as a medical professional. And I dabble in marketing and websites and boring other stuff that just kind of boring and not really exciting.
The handcuffs. I get to benefit from his handcuffs.
Anyone can buy handcuffs. It's the foot cuffs. Those. when you pull out foot cuffs and they look at you like, what in the hell?
I mean, yeah. I like the tools of your trade.
Yes, that's true.
And the uniform doesn't hurt either.
Yes, agreed. The uniform never hurts. I won't lie about that. So but hot. In uniform, I have to be a certain way and be a good boy and not.
And
I
then you make me anything. Be good.
You have to.
I don't like that.
So her dream is to obviously get fucked in the back of my patrol car.
And
I
you
can't
won't.
Do that. Well, I'm sorry, I can't. I run the risk of my boss finding this. And going, really? Now, can they do anything about it? No, not really. But still, I just don't want, you know.
That's anyway. Why That's why I'm looking to hire you.
We live in a more conservative area now. So
that's true.
We have to play outside of our area and do what we do. So, like, we play a lot in Austin because it's right next door. We've been looking at Dallas. We haven't played in Dallas or done anything in Dallas yet. Mm-mm. So I don't know how that is. So if you know how that is, please either email us or... If you ever call into the show, let us know. So, speaking of which, go ahead.
I was going to say one of our favorite couples, friends, mm-hmm. is in Lubbock.
Oh, true. Yeah, but I'm not talking about Lubbock. I'm not going back to West Texas. I will pay to fly them here. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I don't care.
Maybe they will come see us for your birthday. That would be nice.
So if you guys are ever interested in calling into the show, the number is 512-270-0048. That's 512-270-0048.
And why would they call?
Well, you called to be on the show. Or ask us questions or talk to us about pretty much anything. Obviously, I'll disregard like stupid voicemails like I've already gotten. Like, I want to lick her pussy.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Like, great. Thanks. Any knucklehead can say that.
Thank you to the knucklehead who put that out there.
Wherever you are.
I appreciate that. It made my day better.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
Yeah. So that number calls into our hotline.
Kinky Coach hotline.
Yep. And you will get the voicemail for a lot of the time. So just leave a voicemail. Please make sure you leave who you are. And if you are interested in being on the show and you need to protect your anonymity, we have everything set up for that as well. So, because there are people that really they do need to protect who they
Absolutely.
Are and that they do this, and that's unfortunate. Well, I need to do it a little bit. You need to do it none, and it's a lot more, I guess, evolving and
it's
easier
more accept-
for us.
Yeah, well, it's easier for us, and yeah. society is more accepting.
It's becoming that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But we do understand if you need to protect your location, anonymity, stuff like that. So,
and when you do call in, and if you have questions, that pertain to the mental health realm, there will be times that I'm probably not going to answer some of those questions just due to...
Well, you can from the sex coaching side.
I can from the sex coaching side, but I'm really...
That's why we got sex coach certified. It was for that exactly.
So just know that if I don't give you the exact terminology that you are looking for, it's because, well, I don't have to. We're sex coaches.
There you go. See? Yeah. So it may not be on an official platform.
No, not at all. And my unofficial
a mental health theory.
Yeah, I don't care about
by design.
Want to talk about theories?
Right. So, anyhow, so moving on from that. So what else about us?
We
skydive.
Skydive. We love to be outside. We are on this terrible eating lifestyle.
What's terrible about it?
Oh man.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, just I look good. That's my favorite part.
So we're hold on. You know what? I'm insulted just a little bit. So by design.
Again.
We are eating like super clean right now.
We are.
Kind of doing a paleo slash zone ish deal. You know.
And, no alcohol.
Well,
okay, I had
nonsense.
Wine.
We drank last night for Valentine's Day, went out with friends, got a little tipsy. Come on.
I got drunk.
A little sloshed. You did.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was still a good time. Let's pause there. So last night we go out with some friends. And I was in like a devious, seductive attitude, I guess, or Stephanie kind of put that in my head. So I was like, oh, let's do this. So there was a couple next to us, and I don't remember if they were looking at us or
no,
I was looking at her. I don't remember what the situation was.
You walked
was.
By her, and she did a double take.
Okay.
As she should have.
Anyway. So I guess that happened, and then I was like, oh, yeah. And then Stephanie was like, oh, I'm going to go talk to him. And next thing I know, she's gone and over there, and I'm like, well, that just happened.
I'm a very talkative, flirtatious person by nature, by design. I can't help it. That's just who I am.
Yeah. Well, and I like that. So, like, we were out with our friends, and they're all vanilla friends, but they know about us.
They do know about us.
And so they accept it, and they don't care, and it never bothers them. So it's good.
Well, they say they're vanilla. I think that they are secretly really interested in learning more.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I think some of them would definitely play with us.
It's interesting.
But, I mean, that's crossing.
I think so. I don't believe that you should play with everyone, though.
I
understand
that.
There's some people that they're nice to look at, but do you really want to cross that border?
Because
it changes the dynamic.
Yes.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes no.
We have one particular friend of ours that, yes.
Okay, fair.
And and this particular person knows that. I tell them that every time I see them.
Yes, you do.
And it may make them feel uncomfortable, but I don't care because, well, that's just me. I'm not one for subtleties.
I gotcha. Who is that? Who is it? Give me a hint. Gotta give me a subtle hint.
A subtle hint.
Yeah. Is it male or female?
Ooh, there's two. Well, no. This one's male.
This one's male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he tall or my height?
He is taller than you.
Like, no, like a lot taller
or just a little
taller?
Yeah, he's your height.
Okay, so he's my height.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How often do we see this person?
Regularly.
Regularly now?
Yeah.
And what do you tell him? Because I already know who you're talking about. So what do you say to him?
Just that I'm going to rape him one day.
Oh, you every time?
In some subtle way, yes. He knows.
Like how?
Well, I mean,
like what are your subtle ways?
I grab his ass and say I'm going to have that one day.
Every time?
A lot of the times, yes.
Jeez, no wonder.
Yeah, I mean.
It's no wonder.
I know.
I gotcha. Okay,
maybe
well.
Maybe that's why they don't come around very often.
I'm going to apologize for you next time I see
no.
you. No. So, awesome. Well, see, I didn't know that. You know, I feel a little left out.
They are always having their hands on you.
They're allowed to.
I know.
They're my boys.
I know.
Not like that either, but yeah, I know what you say. So
I think you grab his ass more than I do.
Yeah, but that, okay, so I'm a combat vet. They're combat vets. We have a very sick, dark sense of humor, and that's just what it is what it is.
I understand that, yeah. But just saying.
All right, well, I'll apologize to him for you.
If you get to fill him, then I get to fill him.
No, that's nonsense.
We're going to talk
about that, because that's absolute nonsense.
What?
That's nonsense, no. I'm allowed to do what I want with him. You are not. You have borders and limitations. So, not for me, from him.
Oh, he's fine.
I'm not telling you have borders and limitations.
I guarantee you he likes it.
We'll see.
I guarantee you he gets a little kick out of it.
He loves Asian women. loves them. You are not Asian, honey.
I am not Asian. I know this. Yes. But he gets validated every time he's around me.
He doesn't need any validation.
Stroke his ego.
He doesn't need it at all. Well, anyway.
I'm happy to provide.
So we go out last night. We have a good time. She talks to this couple. All her friends are there. But then she comes back and she's like, well, that was a failure. And I'm like, well, what happened? Just because they didn't rip their clothes off? I mean,
I expect everybody just to rip their clothes off.
You were over there for like 10, 15 minutes easy and they were laughing. And then after they walked away, they were still turning around looking at us. So like, yeah. I don't even know what you talked about. You never told me. What'd you talk about? What did you talk about?
I was just getting to know them. They are a relatively new couple. They're not in the lifestyle whatsoever. And they've been together for a very short time. And turns out that, yeah, they are beautiful to look at. But as I was kind of filling things out, getting to know them, the guy was not willing to allow his girl to even entertain the idea of looking at you. And I think she got into a little bit of trouble for eye fucking you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's boring. Yeah. Anyway, all right. I thought it was going to be like some super awesome good story.
No. Oh.
I expect greatness out of you because you tend to pull the best out of people.
I tend to, but yeah. They were not. She would have. Oh, man. She was all about it. She would have told me anything, but he was not having
he
it.
He wasn't having it? Okay. So they're like brand new, maybe.
But yeah,
maybe
I think.
He's just like that. And that's cool. And that's fair. Okay. Some people are like
some
that.
Some people are like that. There was plenty to look at last night.
There was a lot to look at. Yes, there was a lot. There was even one girl, she like looked super innocent, and I was like, oh.
He likes the innocent
I do, I like innocent. I like girl next door innocent. Yeah, even if it's not true, I still like it. So
what do you like me?
You're not innocent. You don't even look innocent.
That's terrible.
You're out of your mind.
That is rude. I am so innocent.
Why is that rude?
Because I am so innocent.
With what?
The way I look, my attitude, my everything-ish.
Everything ish.
Yeah, I'm so innocent.
Meaning ish, none at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
You are full of baloney. Anyway.
I wear my glasses. I look pretty innocent.
You look like a teacher or a librarian, but it doesn't mean you look innocent. You still don't look innocent.
Damn.
You look like a teacher librarian that's wearing a skirt that's just legal enough or allowed by your policy, and we definitely know there's no underwear under there.
That obvious?
And then you purposely bend over in front of the hot students. Yeah.
No, that's...
You're full of baloney.
I've never done that. Let's just go ahead and say that.
I don't believe you.
I've never done that.
So Stephanie was also a college professor, or still is, so...
I'm taking a break.
So I don't believe you at all.
I
don't believe you. You have never, ever in your career saw a student that you were like, holy crap, and then you went home and thought bad, bad thoughts of that student. Ever.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But I've not worn a short skirt and bent over in front of them.
I would have. See?
That's why you can't be in
education. I couldn't be a teacher.
Education.
Forget it. No way. There's no way. College would never be the same.
There would be a bunch of pregnant.
That's not true. I'm fixed. Well. There's no way they're pregnant. Absolutely not. It wasn't me. Sorry.
Anyway.
I confess. Wow. I'm like,
that you could not go. Good luck. Into a college setting.
I think I'd be a great college professor.
Oh, what would you teach?
Volleyball, soccer, anything with shorts.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Anyhow, all right. So moving on for that. I don't know. So what else? You know. So you're really into theater.
I am. I am a thespian.
A thespian.
I am.
Is it called a thespian anyway? What the heck is a thespian?
You are totally mispronouncing it.
I know it's thespian, but it's spelled thespian.
Yeah.
That's how it's spelled.
What? It's a person.
Is it Greek? Where is it?
It's Greek. Absolutely.
It's Greek? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, a person who loves theater.
That's extravagant, flamboyant.
I am.
Excitable, outgoing.
Dramatic.
And dramatic.
I am very dramatic. My email signature is dramatically yours.
See? So why isn't it a dramatarian?
Because the Greek gods, ooh, man, there's probably some sexy Greek gods too. They decided they wanted, it comes from Shakespeare. And I'm sure that there's probably someone sitting out there that knows this answer more than I do.
If you know this answer, please email us.
And they are going, this person knows nothing. I am a connoisseur of good theater.
Okay.
And good wine.
So speaking
and
of which.
Good men.
Oh, if God. You're trying to get in contact with us.
And good women.
To answer this question for me specifically, because I would like to know. Because when I ask her questions that are real, she always turns it into a joke. But I do the same to you, so it's equal. It's fair. We force each other to go do our own research. But explain to me why it's a thespian.
You sound like
that's
you're
how
saying,
it's pronounced.
It is not. It sounds like
I'm
you're,
trying to say penis or something. I don't know.
It's like you're trying to get someone to pee. Right,
so why is it thespian compared to why is it not a dramatarian? Because I'm making
it's dramatist.
But what dramatarian sounds more official. Anyway. So, if you want to get a hold of us, like I said earlier,
oh boy.
Give us a call, 512-270-0048.
And you will be put on our show.
Not necessarily. Leave us a voicemail. We'll schedule your show. But if you would like to schedule to be on the show, you can also go to our website. It's kinkycoach.webs.com. And Kinky and Coach are both with K's.
K's. Cause Kinky Coach.
So, kinkycoach.webs with an S.com. And you can find out more about us, who we are, find out how to get on the show if you want to, or just write into us, ask us questions. You can participate that way.
We are on platforms.
We're on Facebook, the book face.
We are.
As I like to call it.
Other social medias.
So, you know, you can also find us on other, lifestyle adult platforms.
Yes.
So we're definitely on, SLS Radio.
Yes.
Well, we'll be.
We'll be.
Will
be. Yeah, we're not there yet.
And hopefully they like us. So they're going to like run us for 4 shows and then.
See if we have the
umph.
The volume.
The thing.
Of listeners.
Yeah, they're going to see if people like us. And if they do, they'll probably continue.
Yeah, they'll continue.
I hope so.
Because we're fucking fabulous.
Yep. Okay. Well, you can tell them that.
I will.
And people listen. I don't think that'll come from me. It won't come out the right way.
Oh, I mean, that's why. You have to be dramatic.
We're fucking fabulous, bro. I don't think that's going to work.
That's probably going to scare the shit out of somebody.
But we are on SLS. So on SLS, we are... what are we on SLS? I can't even remember right now.
Kinky Coach?
No, not on SLS. Nope. No, not at all. You know what? While we're talking, I'm going to look this up real fast because I just had a brain dump. We are Luna and Logan on SLS. So the key thing for us is, and we've gotten a couple emails about this, is, hey, you know, what's going to set you apart on your podcast? And I think what's going to set us apart is, you know, we are going to have live calls, and we have a lot of different ways you can participate, because we think participation is really the key thing here.
Yes.
You know, we'll tell you our personal opinion, but our personal opinion is just based off our life experiences, what we like, and that doesn't work for everybody. So sometimes that advice isn't the best advice at all.
And it's also largely based off of my career as a mental health professional.
Right. And then we did do, I did a minimized sex coach certification.
Yes.
Where you did a much more in thorough. Much more in thorough. Is that even proper English?
I was looking. Wow. If you guys could see my face at that moment.
She did. She just gave me a devil look. Like, what did you just say?
Yeah. I might be a small grammar Nazi. Just a small one.
Just a tiny bit of a one over my shoulder every time I'm typing something.
Because you're terrible. But.
I can't type.
So, if you get. That's how you can tell who's answering emails, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If there's any grammatical error, it is not me.
Yeah. But, you know, to hold us apart, I think we're just going to really just be organic. I mean, we're going to answer from the cuff.
Yep.
We're not going to pre-record a lot of stuff. That's not how we want to do it. And we're going to allow a lot of participation.
Because you know. This is for you guys.
Yeah.
This is for our listeners to be able to get questions answered.
Right.
To share your stories, because you guys have some fabulous stories that we want to hear. We want to learn just as much from you guys as you learn from us and more. So we plan on
for sure
really thing to the next level, whatever the next level is.
Well, and I think that's what the difference is really too also is like we're not, yes, we're a couple in the lifestyle and a lot of people are. And not to knock anyone else that's doing any other podcast. Please don't misunderstand what
we
I'm
love
saying.
Some, we have
because there's ones we listen to ourselves.
Yeah, we got a few that I listen to.
Yeah, but I think the uniqueness here is going to be that, you know, Stephanie is licensed and she is certified, which are two different things. And you know, that gives it a different aspect. and that she's also in the lifestyle. And then where I've been in lifestyle for over 20 years, both as a single male in a threesome style relationship.
You've and been a polyamorous. In a regular one.
Yep, I have. I've been in many different aspects.
You're a slut.
I keep coming back. I just keep coming back. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what situation I find myself in. I can't stay away. You know, and then I'm more just like very just flat out direct. So it, I think it's going to be a lot different than you guys are used to, and hopefully it'll help you guys. But we're just going to try and be organic about it and make it funny and fun and sexy and, you know, advise and entertain.
And we'll tell you our sexy stories. Mm-hmm. We want to hear your sexy stories, like we said earlier, and hopefully we'll get to travel. Some we've been invited to some places.
Yeah, we are already been invited to some places, so we're definitely gonna
get
take
out
advantage
there.
Of that and help them cross promote and go, because there's a lot of places I haven't been either that I want to go.
Yeah.
And I think the like one of our invites is to Vegas.
Yes,
so that's exciting.
Can't wait.
Yep. So that was
Ooh,
pretty nice to see.
We have a very friendly and beautiful, extremely sexy couple in Vegas that we've been talking to.
We have.
Yeah. Your friends that
friends who
we've
you can't play the memory game. Okay, so another thing,
oh,
I'm just gonna
man.
Call myself out here for a second. My memory is terrible. I'm not gonna get into long drawn out nonsense, but I have some memory cognitive issues to where my memory just it's great one day and then other days it's terrible. So who are we talking about? Because
the couple in Vegas,
not one of those good days.
The couple in Vegas that invited us, and they said they've been messaging us, text messaging. Okay, we'll have to talk about
that. Oh, I know, I now I know who you're talking about.
Jeez Louise.
Yes, okay, sorry. Yeah, that happens.
We're not,
yeah, they're
we don't kiss and tell. We will share kiss and tell stories, but we're not going to kiss and tell names or.
Yeah, we're never going to give names. That's not going to happen.
That's not.
Out of respect, unless they want us to, and then that's different. So.
Well, even then, I prefer just to give general, you know, like my Greek god.
Oh. What if it's to help cross promote them, though? I'm perfectly down for that.
That's different.
Yeah.
I'm talking down. About our play.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I will never do that.
I don't ever. I don't want to. It's just not who we are. We're not that way.
Yeah, that's not our style. And I'm not okay with that stuff like that. So, but yeah, so we've been talking to Whispers in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And so we're definitely excited. We've been invited to podcast out there and do a show out there during their summer season out at the pool. And so that was pretty awesome to get that invite. So we're definitely going to try and take advantage of that.
We'll be going to Colette.
Colette, yeah.
In the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. In Austin,
yes,
specifically.
Yes, in Austin.
And then a couple other places in Austin. And then I think we're going to try and check out Friends. That's something I just found out about recently in this area. Because I'm used to Friends in Virginia.
Yeah.
Which is a little different. So we definitely want to check that out. So a couple different places we're going to go. And of course, we'll always update you guys on where we're going. If you ever want to meet us, that's
and
awesome.
We want to meet you guys. We want you to come out and talk to us. More than likely, I'm going to talk to you before you talk to me because I just talk a lot.
I don't know. You have a little bit of anxiety sometimes when you first meet people. I'm the one that would just
alcohol
talk to anybody.
Help.
Alcohol encouragement does help you.
That liquid courage gets me going. That's what I had last night, and that's why I walked straight up to that
couple. Oh, just right up to them, like up in their face. I was like, oh, that just happened. That is pretty awesome.
Oops.
And please also be critical. Like, if we do something you don't like or if you hear something you're like, I think that was bad advice, please send us your... Tell us. Let us know somehow.
Don't be rude
about it. You know, be nice about it, but let us know because that does help us as organic as we're going to try and remain. If we're doing something that a lot of people are like, hey, we don't like that, well, then we may take a look at that and say, hey, maybe we should not do this. You know what I mean?
I agree. So. On the flip side of that, you may not like what we have to say.
Correct.
Because, well, we might be talking directly at you, and that's just life. Get over it.
Yep, it's going to have to be a little rough. And so both of us are kind of a little direct sometimes and can be a little rough around the edges. I know, especially me.
You are.
I'm definitely rough.
I am not at first, but once my clients get to know me, I turn into that. And I'm the first to call bullshit on a lot of stuff with my clients. And so it works well. I'm a reality-based therapist in my private practice. So I'm going to tell you. So, you know, like I said, sometimes it works well. Sometimes it hurts people's feelings. It only hurts their feelings because they need to hear it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yep. That's awesome. All right, well, I think we're wrapping up.
Yeah, definitely.
The end of the show here. So I'm just going to tell you, I hope that you guys were entertained. I hope that you were mildly educated and
turned on to the nth degree.
So all right, we're going to get out of here. You guys have a great night. Have a sexy time. And we'll see you next time.
Have a good night.
You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.